Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CACHEFLY.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte. Episode 33 for February 9th, 2008. Kristen Chase. Jumping Monkeys is proudly brought to you by Audible.com for your free audiobook. Some great kids' books, too. Visit audible.com/monkeys. And by listeners like you. Thanks for your donations. It's time for Jumping Monkeys, and Megan Maroney's here. Hello, Megan Maroney's
and
here.
And Leo Laporte's here, too.
I am.
Yeah,
you're pushing the buttons.
You are always here.
Wait a minute, let me plug in this little device.
Oh, good. Device. I like devices.
For Lightning Rod. I don't know what it's doing.
But
it's,
I don't know either.
I just plugged it in just to see what would happen. So who's our guest today?
Today we're going to be talking to Kristen Chase. She's going to call in a little bit. She runs the site Cool Mom Picks.
Oh, neat.
And always stylish picks on here. They're cool clothes for babies, clothes for mom, toys, books, everything. And she's going to have some recommendations for Valentine's Day stuff that isn't cheesy. So I'm really excited.
We're
about
coming
that.
Up, aren't we?
We
can't
are.
Even believe it. Wait a minute. Let me see what day this is.
Yeah,
this is like the like next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy camoly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I haven't gotten it. No, who are you ask? Why do you even ask? No, I haven't got anything. I'm going to do something this year.
This year, yeah. Well, maybe Kristen
you know
can
I
come
do?
Up with some things. For
I
you.
Do. I you know this is where it's bad. I don't do anything. Don't do anything. And then I do a kind of over the top thing that's embarrassing for everybody.
Like what?
I don't know. Expensive jewelry or something. You know, it's
or like the Mac Air.
Yeah, you think I should get her an Air?
I don't know. What does she use now?
She's using my old 15-inch, which is not an Intel, but, you know, she doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Don't tell her.
Well, what does she do on it? Surf the web?
Email.
Email?
No, I don't think she even knows how to surf the web. She just does email.
I think she knows how to surf the web.
Oh, you think so?
Because I taught her.
Did you?
No.
I taught her, too. I don't think it's stuck. I'll never forget. We were at Disneyland for my son's probably your 10th or 11th birthday. He and his best buddy and his dad and so the four of us were at Disneyland, and this was when I was still into camera phoning pictures, and so I was taking pictures every 5 seconds of us at Disneyland. So I'm talking to Jennifer. It's the evening. I said, "Oh yeah, we had a great time. You could see all the pictures on the net." She said, "Oh, that's neat. How do I do that?" I said, "Well, you open the browser. Okay, what's the browser?" Said, "Well, it's that blue compass thing. What do I do now? You click it. Okay. Now you go to my blog. How do I, what's, okay. See, I mean, I had to say, you know, there's the address bar at the top.
Yeah.
Type leoville.com/blog. Took the longest time. It was so painful for her.
Mm-hmm.
Probably for me too. That really, it took all the fun out of it. I mean, it was like, oh, good pictures. Thanks. Bye.
So she just uses it for email.
Yeah. You didn't believe me.
No, I didn't believe you.
No, it's pretty much the case. You know, she can surf. She knows how to surf, I think. You know, what I have to do is look, she's a bright woman.
Oh, yeah.
Much better at social relationships than I am.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
In many ways, much better and much smarter than I am.
You know, prettier.
It's prettier, for sure, but there's a little gap right here. There's a little
better
gap
dresser
with a technology thing. Every week I go in on her machine, I just close all the windows
because
she doesn't know about closing windows.
Oh.
So there'll be hundreds of started emails but not sent, just randomly open windows.
Yeah.
There'll be four Word documents open. Nothing to do with her. They're just randomly open. So as a little favorite her.
Yeah.
And the other day I say, okay, you know, you click the little red button that closes a window. I don't think it really sunk in.
Yeah.
Some people, you know.
Yeah. She has a full life without the internet.
She sure
does.
Full life. In fact, she wouldn't be doing email if it weren't for everybody she knows, you know, kind of requiring it.
Right.
Of her,
yeah.
Saying, okay, got to do the email.
Before you know it, she'll be on Facebook.
No, I don't think so.
So last week we had our question of the week.
How did that go?
It's going well. It's still, the poll's still up there. Last week, we asked if you kept your computer in your bedroom, in your kid's bedroom.
The kid's computer.
Yes.
Your computer.
Yeah.
We don't care what you were using with that.
So, yeah. And we're still open to vote for that. And that's up on the site.
How's it going?
It's so far, it's
50-50?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's...
Why am I not surprised it's 50-50?
Well, I don't know. I just think it's interesting because a lot of people might say, like, keep the computer out of your kid's bedroom, but is that practical? That's what I'm interested in. So this week is our question is, how should parents use parental controls on their computers?
Oh.
And the A, parents should use parental controls on their computers no matter what their children's age.
Yes.
B, parents should use parental controls until their children are teenagers.
Yeah.
C, parents should never use parental controls. They should just trust their children.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's...
When you say whatever age, you mean while they're still in the house.
Right. Well, no, maybe, you know, they should go to their house or their college dorm room or their house and then put parental controls on them. You know, maybe they always need...
When they move out.
Yeah.
Where would I find...
You will find this week's poll in this week's show notes, which will go up when the show goes up.
So you have to go to the show notes.
Yes.
Of that show.
Mm-hmm.
This allows us to do multiple polls.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yes. So, So go to jumpingmonkeys.com, see our show notes. How should parents use parental controls on their computers?
Good. I want to take that poll.
You ready for spend, save, give?
Spend, save, give.
Okay. The first is spend. And thanks to Scott for recommending this. Scott from Brooklyn. This is the Momergency Kit.
I like the name.
And it's from a site.
Momergency.
Momergency. Momergency 911. It's from a site called wireandtwine.com. And it comes with everything you need when you're stuck somewhere with your kids and you need to keep them busy. So it's like scissors and I don't know the other stuff on that.
This is an interesting site.
It is. It has other cool stuff. Do you see those t-shirts that have like the inside of the Wii controller?
Yeah. Or the Cincinnati Transit map.
Yeah, I don't really know what that's all about. But the t-shirts with the inside of the Wii controller, I'm going to get one of those for my nephew.
That's,
I think,
really,
he's going to be really cool.
Busy schedule for kids. That's
mm-hmm.
a cute one.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
So,
but they also sell the Sound Burger.
Is that a t-shirt too?
I can't figure out if it's a thing. It's a thing.
It's not a t-shirt?
It's a thing. No, it's the Sound Burger, a.k.a. Mr. Disc, runs off three 3C batteries, has a built-in amp, RCA outputs two headphone jacks.
And can you eat it like a real burger?
I can't figure out what you do with it.
Huh.
They do make a t-shirt of it. What is the Sound Burger? Who knows? You got to go to Wire and Twine. But let's get the Momergency.
Yeah, that's
first.
On the gear section, I think.
So this is like a first aid kit, but there's more.
Yeah, more stuff. And yeah.
There's a birthday candle, for instance.
never know when you're going to need a birthday candle.
A carabiner.
Yeah, carabiners can entertain kids. They can also pinch little kids' fingers. So be careful with
dice.
Dice to gamble.
Plus safety pins, whistle. Sanitizing wipes, needle and thread, mirrors, latex gloves, flashlight, glue stick, and googly eyes. Wow, this is tongue-in-cheek. Do you think this is real?
Yes.
Could you buy this?
Yes, I would like to have that.
It has a little bag. It says, in case of momergency.
Yeah.
Why one birthday candle?
That's a really good question.
Yeah,
it's only for 1-year-old.
Only for 1-year-old.
Yeah, I don't think it's a hoax.
That is the funniest thing I ever saw.
I think that, yeah. You never know when you're going to need latex gloves.
The web is a funny place.
Latex gloves make good balloon animals, FYI.
Oh,
if you're stuck in the doctor's...
Clever.
Oh, yes. Yes, because just being waiting in the doctor's...
And you know, syringes make fine squirt guns.
Yes.
Yeah, take the needle out.
Usually
first.
They don't leave syringes hanging out in the doctor's office, but the gloves are usually just in a little box on the wall. Should we move on to save?
I like this. They have a toilet paper roll that's basically a pipe fitting.
Yeah, I like that. That is cool.
It's very industrial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, where do you find these things?
That came from Scott from Brooklyn.
That's just the greatest little site, Wire and Twine.
Yeah, it's a little site. Like there's maybe like a dozen things. I like that.
A dozen
overdoing
interesting things.
Okay, now we're getting to save and baby cheapskate.
Well, With a name like that, I guess I'll be saving a lot.
Yeah, and there's a lot of blogs that claim to offer like discount codes and like sales and everything. But this one, I thought was very user-friendly and pretty. It had a nice design.
A little cheap.
Yeah, cheap. It's got, you know, it's a daily blog and with deals, different deals. But then on the right side, you can also, like, there's top diaper and formula deals of the week, which is cool if you, if you're into that kind of thing, diaper and formula. I'm not anymore. Thank
Aren't
goodness.
Aren't you happy? Yes. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Do you still sing that song?
Yes.
Yes.
Every day.
That never
But
goes
not usually
away.
Into a microphone.
No. No more wipes, no more diapers, no more teachers' dirty looks.
Yeah. So babycheapskate.com, lots of cool discounts every day.
Another just kind of, this is another blog, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With, I mean, someone doing the work of finding deals for you.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it. Love it.
Okay, now give. Now, I have been in search of a place to donate my old running shoes because I...
You can give them to me. I'll give them to Jennifer for Valentine's Day. No, maybe not.
Definitely not.
No, yeah.
But good thinking. You know, I don't ever want to, you know, I don't want to stop the brainstorming process. So keep coming up with ideas and, you know, we'll write them all down on a whiteboard and eventually you'll come up with something good for Valentine's Day. Anyway, this
by February 13th, certainly. Yeah, something.
So, like, I buy like about two or three pairs of running shoes a year because you can only run a certain amount of miles in them. But that doesn't mean that they're, you know, worn out.
No, you could perfectly well wear them.
Right.
You just wouldn't want to run in them.
Yeah. So, I found this site called recycledrunners.com and it shows places where you can donate your old shoes or your kids' old shoes too, which also don't get worn out in the time they grow out of them.
Well, wait till they're teenagers.
Henry,
it flips around completely. Henry now wears out shoes in a few weeks because
really?
He skates. Well, he tears holes in them.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
Well, maybe I should donate my old shoes to him.
Don't think so. Look what we got for you, Henry. Old used running shoes.
So they'll find a place where you can send your own shoes, your old shoes. You can find places locally. Or, you know, can send them internationally to people. And also if your shoes are totally worn out, this is a good for Henry. You can find places where you can recycle the materials. So you don't have to throw those
in the
trash.
Because it's rubber and canvas.
Yeah.
It probably should be recycled. Yeah.
Yeah. So recycledrunners.com. That's your give. That's your spend, save, give.
They even got a map you can like put
It's really,
really
neat. Yeah. Yeah. Like you can
look at
click
this.
On
There's lots of places around here.
Yeah.
Well, you could like some running shoe stores will take your old.
Right.
Huh,
yeah.
That's neat.
So now we're on to our Audible pick. You want to say a few words?
I would like to say a few words. Good old Audible. 10 years, you know, they really are good old Audible.
Mm-hmm.
They're celebrating their 10th anniversary. And I've been listening to them for probably 8 of those 10 years. I'll never forget when I discovered Audible. I had been ordering. I mean, I always loved audiobooks. I'd been ordering cassettes and they'd come in a big box, 20 cassettes. You'd only get a month. You'd have to send them back. They'd get jammed. The worst thing is you're halfway through a book and the cassette is jammed and you can't finish the book. I mean, when I found Audible, I couldn't believe it. I said, wait, you mean I can get a book and download it and have it right now? Yeah. And now when we first started off, wasn't the 45,000 plus titles. In fact, there was a lot of publishers abridged audio, but Audible knows that people like you and me want unabridged, and they have vastly expanded it. They have probably more unabridged titles than anybody else. Some of the best books ever. You know, we just talked, now books go to Audible right away. For instance, the new Stephen King that just came out, that's on Audible already. And that's the thing. I mean, Audible now is the big player, and so they get the books right away. And it's just fantastic. Just great. Audible.com. If you want a free book, you go to audible.com/monkeys and fill out the form, sign up, and you'll get a credit toward a free book. And every week, we like to give you a pick for another book.
Yeah. My pick this week is The Omnivore's Dilemma.
Great.
Have you read it?
No, but I've actually seen Michael Pollan speak. We went to a dinner with Michael Pollan. Oh. And Jennifer read it, and I've read excerpts from it, and I actually should get it on Audible.
Well, that's the thing. Here's a good example of a book that I know I would never sit down and buy and read at night.
Oh, but he's great.
It wouldn't be, but I would listen to it.
Right.
Like, but I wouldn't, you know, it's like when I read, I want to, you know, sit in bed and enjoy and drift off and everything. But when I'm listening, like, you know, I like to listen to something useful, and I feel like this is really useful, and it's smart. It's basically, he went on this journey to find out where his food came from. So he really tracked it down to like the grain and the meat, and he went out and, you know, killed his own food. And it just is really interesting because it really, like, we totally take advantage of food just being here in this country, and just
we're unaware. It appears in the grocery store.
We don't think about where it came from. He does some really interesting research about even like Whole Foods and organic food and what free range chicken really means. It's probably not, it will surprise you.
He's not a big fan of Whole Food, which surprised me.
Yeah. No, and he talks a lot about, like, you know, Whole Foods has a lot of organic stuff that comes from really far away.
Like,
so
Mexico
if you think about all of the energy it takes to transfer that food all the way to you, maybe it's better to buy non-organic if it's from the farmer's market.
Right. That's one of his philosophies, is buy local.
Right. So he also has a new book that is not, I didn't see it on Audible yet. It's called In Defense of Food.
Yeah.
It's shorter, but I heard him interviewed and he came up with the most interesting diet that I had ever heard. And it's in 7 words.
What
you
is it?
Hear it? It's eat food.
Eat food.
Not too much.
Not too much.
Mostly plants.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. Eat food, like, don't eat, like, he was talking about, like, Go-Gurts, which are, you know, a lot of kids eat Go-Gurts.
They're not made out of plants.
They're not really, well, they're not food. They're just, like, chemically created stuff, like, that you consume. It's not actual food. And not too much.
It's not even yogurt?
No. It's, like, it's just.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's not even yogurt?
No.
That's disgusting.
And, you know, not too much, which is, I mean, everyone hears the portion size is the thing.
And
mostly
vegetables.
Plants. Mostly. Yeah. And I really, I think, because I'm never, I don't really do diets. Like, I can't stand following rules or books or anything, but just, like, keeping that in mind. Eat food, not too much, mostly plants.
Is your husband still a carbo-Nazi?
He doesn't. I wouldn't call my husband a Nazi, but he doesn't like carbs.
He's kind of any carb, though.
He doesn't eat carbs. And, you know, he does eat some carbs, like, there, you know, there are fruits or carbs and everything, but, like, he just doesn't eat pasta. He doesn't eat, like, white grains.
And he's
kind of
slender
stuff.
And attractive. And I say that in a manly way. But I envy him.
He's in great shape.
I'm like a pudding.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's because I eat carbs.
I don't know. I love carbs.
I do too.
And you know, they're food. Too.
Hey, guess who's on the line with us right now? Couldn't be better timing.
Perfect timing.
Couldn't be better, ladies and gentlemen. Christian Chase. Hello, Christian.
Hi there,
Kristen.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on, and welcome to Jumpy Monkeys.
Hey, I'm excited to be talking to you guys. I hope I didn't call too early. I'm trying to get a chat in here before my son wakes up.
Oh, no problem. No, and you didn't call. You called at a perfect time. Now, Kristen Chase, as we said at the beginning of the show, is one of the founders of Cool Mom Picks, a great site that always, you're so stylish. I don't know where you find all this stuff.
That's Liz. Liz is the style. I am the function. It works really well together.
So you don't, you just pick the functional things like the books and things like that, and she picks
You know what? I lived in Mississippi when I started the site, and then I moved to Philadelphia just briefly, and now I'm back in the South. I live in Little Rock now. And so I don't necessarily have my finger on the pulse of what's hip and hot. Liz is up in Brooklyn, so closer to what's going on. So, you know, a lot of times I'll find something and I'll say, oh, this is so great. And she'll be like, it's been around for a year.
<That's> so cold.
You know, so sometimes I do find stylish things, but, you know, I'm sort of the one who will say, you know what, I don't think anyone's going to pay $150 for that. And she's like, yeah, all right, you're right. So, you know, we balance each other out pretty well.
That's great. So you just moved to Little Rock?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm here temporarily.
She's just a little girl from Little Rock.
What brought you to Little Rock?
My husband is, and so he is,
Say again, he's what?
He's a National Guardsman.
I was going to say, that got redacted. I don't know what happened. You said, he's a, and then there was a long blank.
But anyway, he is here for training, and so he's learning a new airplane, and he actually flies for Delta in real life.
So that's neat. So he volunteers a certain amount of time to the National Guard, but how long are you going to be in Little Rock?
We will be here until, we were hoping that we were going to get to leave at the end of the month, not because I don't like Little Rock, but because we have a house in Atlanta.
Yeah, you want to get back home.
Yeah, I want to go back home. So basically, we will be here now until the end of April, but I'm not even sure if I'm going to stay that long.
That's
I might just hightail it back.
That Delta allows him to do that. That's really neat.
Well, Delta's great. They love the military pilots for good reason.
Sure,
they're pretty
sure.
good. So they, if you've worked a certain amount of time, you get enough hours in, then they let you go on military leave.
Wow, that's really great.
Yeah.
So you get to go to Little Rock.
I get to go to Little Rock. And you know what's great about being online is that you can do it from anywhere. It doesn't matter.
How are your kids adjusting?
Well, there's a lot less space because we went from a pretty large, spacious house in Atlanta to maybe 1,100 square feet, if that. And wow. I lived in a place like this when I was single.
Yeah.
And so we have two dogs, two large dogs,
oh,
and
boy.
Now I have two children, and it's tight. It's very tight.
It's like your old house,
you know what?
Megan.
Yeah.
But I can't complain because, of course, when I talk to Liz, she's like, 1,100 square feet. That's a mansion in New York.
Yeah.
You know?
And you have a kitchen.
I have a full kitchen, yes.
Never have a full kitchen in Brooklyn. Maybe Brooklyn. You might in Brooklyn.
So you promised to find us some things for Valentine's Day that aren't cheesy.
Yeah, I did my best. And, you know, if people visit our site, I think, especially when it comes to holidays, we try not to ignore the holidays because people come to our site to shop. And so if you just ignore the big shopping holidays, people get annoyed with you. So we have featured a few Valentine's Day items. But our thing is that if you're going to spend money on Valentine's-esque clothing or accessories, you might as well just make them things that you can wear all year long. So, you know, not something that blatantly says, Happy Valentine's Day, only wear me on one day in 2008.
Yeah, I've learned that lesson. Yeah. Last time I gave my wife a pink flannel bathrobe that had Audrey Hepburn pictures on it and to Breakfast at Tiffany's stuff on it.
Did she like that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. She already has
That's
four bathrobes.
She's an Audrey Hepburn fan.
Yeah. Well, she already had four bathrobes. So it's not used a lot, but hey, you know, and it's a little Valentine's-y, but not. You couldn't use it all year.
Right, over the top.
Yeah.
And so our thing is that, you know, maybe keep it small. And we feature a lot of really wonderful artisan. Of course, I don't know if people are familiar with our site, but let me just back up and say that we only feature, for the most part, handmade, artisan, non-mainstream stuff. So it's not necessarily things you're going to find at Target, although we love Target. Target's great. But a lot of our stuff is made by moms. And so,
I love that.
That's one of our favorite parts about doing it, too. So I was talking to Liz, and she said, you know, why not get a really nice card and then spend the money on a babysitter and a great dinner or something?
Mm.
I'm thinking now. This is good. This is good. I'm liking this.
Yeah, or going out. Get an overnight, you know, book someone. You have time. It's still January. You have time to book your favorite relative or your favorite babysitter and, you know, go overnight somewhere.
Well, I should warn you, this will be heard February 9th. So they have
All right. So you have 5 days.
Yeah. But that's enough.
Time.
That's enough time.
Yeah.
That's definitely enough time.
Yeah.
But like, for instance, if you're going to do chocolates, which, you know, you always have to be careful with chocolates because women are like, what are you trying to say?
Yep. She gets mad. No, she loves C's, but I'd better not give it to her.
She'll
throw it out. Yeah.
Right. So Kate's Caring Gifts, which is one of our favorite sites. And ironically, after they were on our site, they got picked up by The View. So we don't know if it's a coincidence or if maybe one of the ladies, maybe Elizabeth Hasselbeck, likes our site. But they have these really cool organically made, all fair trade chocolates. I know that sounds kind of weird, fair trade chocolates, but they're all handmade and they look amazing. And so you don't have to feel bad because you know that, you know, little children in some other country weren't making them.
Yeah.
So fair trade just means the people who make them get paid a living wage?
Yes, they get a fair wage and they're also making them in a place that's not, you know, dark and wet or, you know, just a good environment, a positive environment.
You see that with coffee a lot, but of course a cocoa bean is no different than a coffee bean, really. So it makes sense it would be chocolate, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So we think that's really great. And, you can't go wrong with jewelry, of course.
That's what Jennifer keeps telling me.
Yeah, you just can't. I tell my husband that all the time.
Yeah.
When he comes home with, like, a bizarre gift, I'm like, jewelry?
Yeah.
What's wrong with jewelry?
Jewelry,
But on our site, a lot of these pieces are handmade. And, of course, you can't go wrong when you go to Etsy. I don't know if you're familiar with that site.
Yeah, you guys find such great stuff on Etsy. Whenever I go, I just get so overwhelmed.
It can be crazy. And one of the best ways to use Etsy is they have gift guides. I don't know if you knew that, but you can go to their gift guides. And so you can search specifically for if you're looking for children or you're looking for men or better, if you're looking for a specific holiday, you can search that way. And it really helps because Etsy can be very overwhelming.
I love Etsy.
But that's a good way to do it, too. But,
well, or you could just, you could go to Cool Mom Picks. And
you could, and we have
bypass the whole thing. You know.
Right. And we have a whole jewelry section. It's called Baubles and Bags, and you can search through there and see if there's anything great. But the other thing that Liz had mentioned, too, and I totally agree with her, is that, you know, save the jewelry. I mean, if you go big on Valentine's Day with jewelry, then what are you going to do for your spouse's birthday?
True.
It's like, you know, if you go get her a diamond on Valentine's Day, then you're going to have to really pony up on the birthday. So maybe do something as a couple.
That makes sense.
So, you know, get something fun for both of you to enjoy, and I won't go into what that might be. Like, you know, DVDs are fun to enjoy together. Of course, I don't know if you're familiar with the Mamanatrix, but she's got a Valentine's Day gift guide out.
Mamanatrix?
Like, risque. Yes, that's my parenting sex column.
Oh.
And so I put together a gift
Where is
guide.
That? Is that on Cool Mom Picks, too?
That's on imperfectparent.com.
Oh.
Kristen blogs everywhere. Where are some of the other places you blog?
Just there in Motherhood Uncensored as well. Motherhooduncensored.net is my personal blog. But yeah, I put that together for the holidays, and Prescott, who's my editor over there, he was like, well, why don't I just change her outfit? Because she has like a little Santa hat, and I'll just put a heart on her, and then it's really a Valentine's Day gift guide.
So that's imperfectparent.com, and then that's where you can find Mamanatrix.
You can't miss the Mamanatrix. She's wearing leather and she's got a whip.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, wow.
There she is.
Yeah, there she is. No more Mrs. Nice Mom.
Exactly.
I like that.
Oh yeah, you're there. And I have shirts, and I don't know, I just think that for Valentine's Day, try to keep it fun too. Like, I was thinking it would be really cute to do like a Shutterfly photo book. I'm not paid by Shutterfly. I just really like their photo books, and maybe do like funny pictures of each other, just something that you wouldn't necessarily give at a holiday, like Christmas or birthday, but just something kind of cute and fun. You could even do it with the kids and then make it a gift from everybody.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And then, let's see, kids, of course, kids, a couple of our favorite stores, MaharDryGoods.com and Quiet Hours Toys, have really awesome retro vintage Valentine stuff. So it's not like
vintage is
Sora
fine.
And Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, I like vintage.
Yeah, and so if you visit them, they have, in a couple days, we're going to feature some really neat vintage Valentine stickers.
Oh, neat.
That have, like, the old sayings, like, you're doggone great, with a little dog. As opposed to now, like, I don't know if you guys have seen the little hearts that I don't know why people buy them, because they taste like powder, but they have, like, text me, baby.
Yeah, and I don't like that. Yeah.
No.
I don't like that.
So we like the old, the old-fashioned stuff.
Yeah.
So. I think those two are great.
Very cool.
So we're supposed to get our kids gifts for Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I think it's instead of candy.
Okay.
You know, it's like, I don't get my daughter really anything, and then if people call me, my mother-in-law tells me that I'm not sentimental, but she doesn't need the candy, so I figure if she feels like at a loss for not getting anything, maybe I'll get her a book is always great.
Yeah, when my kids got older, you know, once my daughter was a teenager, I thought it would be good, I thought it was appropriate to include her.
Mm-hmm.
So I give her a card or a little flower, and then Henry's a teenager now, too. So once they get to be teenagers, you do actually include them, I think. Mm. Because, I mean, it's part of, it's kind of a family love fest.
Yes.
Yeah, or just, like, get something red or something with hearts. Mm-hmm. Or, like, my husband, he gets me carnations because, not because I love them, but because he likes the fact that they last a month.
Practical.
I should point out, of course, there's that product red thing that Bono does that helps AIDS in Africa. And there's some really great product red stuff, including Dell now has a product red laptop and printer and desktop. And it comes with a special product red version of Vista, of all things.
Wow.
Oh.
And last year I gave product red Nanos. iPods.
I had a product red Nano.
That's pretty neat.
And then, then I accidentally washed it.
Yeah. And it's nice because it doesn't cost more.
Right.
No.
But it gives money to a good cause, and they know you've done that. And it's red, and it's kind of an unusual, you know, all of these companies, they make it just the red one just for the product red. So I think that's a nice thing to
do. And, you know, you could do the same thing with all the pink stuff, too. And then you'd be killing two birds because you have the breast cancer.
Oh, that's right. Do they do the same thing?
They do. Well, I have a pink Dyson, and that didn't cost any extra.
A pink vacuum?
Yeah, a pink vacuum cleaner. I mean, it's not all pink.
I like that.
A pink accent.
And it was,
my husband loves to use it.
Just don't make him carry your purse and he'll be okay.
I know. Yeah. And you know what? Again, it doesn't cost any extra, and the money goes to a really good cause.
That's a neat,
so don't mind a pink vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
good.
There you go. Yeah. I think pink vacuum cleaner, I think maybe I better stop right there. I almost got in trouble, but I'm going to stop right there.
Unlike normally, I really don't know what you're about to say, and I don't want to know. But
you don't want to know. I was just going to say all vacuums should be pink. That's a good idea.
Well, and the thing is, too, people don't get any ideas. Unless your wife asks for one, I don't suggest bringing one home for Valentine's Day.
No.
So I want to go on the record as saying, please do not buy your spouse a vacuum cleaner for Valentine's Day unless she asks for one.
Now, I've learned that.
Unless, of course, if you guys are looking at my column, there is a special attachment that does go to a vacuum cleaner that she may enjoy, and I will leave it at that.
This is in the Mominatrix column?
Yes. There is a special toy, if you will, that attaches to a vacuum cleaner.
This is I want to point out, this is for adults only.
This is for adults, yes, it is.
This column.
That's why I'm not going. I'm
wow.
Not but yes, it's speaking of vacuum cleaners, there you go.
Is this that's the Vortex?
Segue. It is the Vortex.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll be diggly danged.
Yep. And please go to the site because it is a very hilarious adventure. It's nothing. It's, you know,
you only give it 3 out of 5 whips.
I did because who's anyway? That's actually one of my favorite columns. It was really one of my favorite ones.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
And it's invented by a woman.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Yes. Okay. I'm getting a little warm now.
So you can find more writing from Kristen at motherhooduncensored.com. And you have a podcast also?
I do have a podcast. You can find me. It's via Blog Talk Radio and I think on iTunes as well. It's just Motherhood Uncensored. And that's awesome. Every week for half an hour in the late evenings.
Mm.
I see there's a Mominatrix Radio as well.
There is.
Love Talk Radio.
I separate it out. I did it on Motherhood Uncensored, but a few people would listen to my my podcast and they were going, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? And so we just separated out the Mominatrix.
Yeah, a good idea.
Yeah.
For those who want it.
Motherhood Uncensored. I mean, what do people...
I know. That's what I say, Megan, but people don't generally get it. So it's like extra uncensored. So.
Even more uncensored,
if that's possible.
Well, what fun. I hope you enjoy your sojourn in beautiful Little Rock.
Yes, so far so good, I have to say, yeah. Definitely. And thanks again for having me.
Oh, yeah. It's so great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And the site is coolmompics.com. And definitely check it out for lots of recommendations. And
have a great Valentine's Day, both of you.
You too.
Thanks, you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was fun. I didn't expect the Mominatrix part.
I didn't know that she did that, too. I thought she used to blog at a lot of different places. She blogged at the Huffington Post, I think,
oh, really?
For a little
wow.
while. But,
that's neat.
But, yeah, I didn't know about the Mominatrix.
Yeah, wow.
But
yeah.
For those inclined that way,
wow.
You can find it at The Imperfect Parent.
Yes.
So, I think... We're ready for the YouTube video of the week.
Here it comes. Stand
this is
back.
Loretta Lynn on The Muppets.
Oh, how
I am
fun.
A huge fan of Loretta Lynn.
I'm a fan of The Muppets.
I'm also a fan of The Muppets, but that goes without saying.
And
right?
I like it because she's ironing. She's got the apron.
Yeah. This is your one's on the way.
And Jackie's seen in a discotheque doing a brand new dance.
And the Muppets are little babies crawling all over her. I always liked this song anyway.
I really did too. Did you know I learned that this song was written by Shel Silverstein?
Ah, no wonder we like it.
According to Wikipedia.
I believe that.
But yeah, I love this song, especially at the end when she says, oh, Lord, I hope it's not twins again.
Oh, Lord. That's Shel Silverstein right there.
Yeah, this is just a great song.
A fun song.
My other favorite line of that song is, one needs a spanking and one needs a hugging. Because that is my life right there. All the time.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes I think people think country music is kind of cornball. I love country music because it always has a story.
Yeah.
And the story, and sometimes I confess, I will tear up a little bit. Mm. Some of the stories, there was one. Did I mention this on the show before?
I don't know.
Guy writing to his, a letter to his younger self.
No.
Oh.
What song is that?
I wish I could remember the name, but he's writing a letter to himself, I think when he's 15, and he's saying, you know, as you could tell, I made it, And he has some advice for himself. He said, if I could only write a letter to myself, I'd say, it's just great. Yeah. And it brought a little tear to my eye. You know, give Aunt Dora an extra hug because you ain't going to be around a lot longer. And, you know, in that time, make sure next time you go out with your girlfriend, you have you make sure your tank's filled. Wait a minute. And second thought, that worked out pretty well. Don't worry about that one. And it's just really, it's about how hard it is to be a teenager. And looking back as an adult, how it all made sense in the end. And it's just I know it's kind of cornball, but I like country music. I'm sorry. I'm going to admit it right now. Can we play that? Oh, geez. I hope it's not Twins. Let me see if I can.
It's sort of in the middle because after she finishes
the
song.
Yeah, then it's the credits. Then it's got a lot of Muppet babies.
Hope it ain't Twins again.
Oh, gee, I hope it ain't either. That's Loretta. Oh, I love Loretta.
Yeah, and the Muppets. So you can find that on YouTube, and I'll link to it in our show notes. You know, and I don't know who owns the Muppets. I don't know if it's all strictly legal.
Oh, I'm sure I've violated many copyright here, but you know, what the heck. It's a news show. We're talking about cool, interesting things on the internet.
So
must be time for listener feedback.
I think it is. Do you want me to read an
one?
Email
let me,
while you
know what we didn't do
see...
is check our Grand Central mailbox this week.
Yeah, we didn't tell people the number they should call either.
Oh man, how could we have forgotten that?
Oh gee.
Oh, I hope it's not Twins.
Okay, I'll read this email while you look up our see if we got any messages this week.
Okay.
This is from Phil in the UK. And he says, I've got a couple of links which may be of interest to you. Firstly, British soldiers are recording bedtime stories for their kids to listen to when they're away. And that's at the... He found this article on the BBC, and I'll link to that in the show notes. It's really interesting. Like, they'll record them for their kids to listen to while they're gone. I thought that was interesting.
That's beautiful.
And secondly, Phil says, this is probably one for Spend, Save, Give. It's Free Cycle. If you haven't heard of Free Cycle, it's a network of local groups of people who give things away to other members for free. The idea being that stuff is kept out of landfills and passed from someone who has no use of the item to someone who needs it. And we actually did talk about Free Cycle a few episodes ago. But it's like they do it through Yahoo groups. But I thought it was worth mentioning again.
You betcha.
The groups are all over the world. So he says he found it to be a useful way to get hold of things for our new baby.
Well, there you go. Now, here's a call from Phoenix, Arizona, of our Grand Central number.
Hi, Leo and Megan. This is Dee Dee, and I've emailed you before about homeschooling online. And anyway, I do plan on... furthering that subject with you at some point, but I was just listening to episode 29 and you had a question about how to keep your kids from wanting to get and get them in the mindset of giving. I know there's an organization in Watsonville, California who had the idea that you could have a birthday party for your children and instead of the kids bringing gifts for your children, what they do is bring gifts for a child who is in the hospital.
Oh, what a good idea.
So just general boy-girl gifts or whatever. And so they collect up the gifts, and then your child gets to go with all these presents and take them to this organization to give to the... it's a charity, and gives the gifts so that they'll be able to give them to the hospital children. Anyway, and I know one gift that they were always wanting is phone cards because a lot of these families weren't able to call their own family from the hospital, or the kids sometimes wanted to call their friends, depending on the age, while they're in the hospital. So a lot of this was either for terminally ill children or kids that spent a lot of time in the hospital and that kind of a thing. So just thought I'd give you that idea. I'm sure there's other organizations that would welcome that around because I thought that was a really great idea. And keep up the great work. I love listening to your podcast. And I also was going to say that your comments about the VeggieTales movie, I think, were unwarranted. I think that you should check into it a little bit more because I love watching VeggieTales with my kids because it teaches a lot of character, has a lot of character training, and teaches a lot of good ethics and morals.
I'm going to stand.
A really fun way.
I'm going to stand corrected on that VeggieTales because I think I just, well, I just, all I saw was a trailer.
Right.
I didn't know anything about it, but it looked kind of dumb.
Yeah, we did get a lot of mail about
but
that.
But it's for little kids. Last week. Yeah. And that was the thing.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I apologize.
Learn. Yeah. I've not seen the movie, but I have seen a lot of the VeggieTales, and my kids love them, and I love them.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much. We like constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's how I learn, by saying stupid things and then being slapped down.
That's how kids learn, too, except without the slapping part.
Yeah. Nobody slapped me.
Yeah, that's interesting. We talked about Project Smile when we had the Manic Mommies on, and they one of them is on the board of an organization that does the same thing. I don't know if it's kids in the hospital, per se, but it's kids who need... toys maybe more than your kids do. And I think, yeah, it's a great idea to have a party and have kids bring, because kids, people still like to bring presents.
Yeah, they could bring presents, but they go to somebody who really needs them.
Yeah.
And everybody feels good about that, right. And they learn. I think that's really great.
Yeah.
It's projectsmile.org.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if that was the one that she was referring to,
but okay.
I'll look that up.
Because
she said
that's
in California.
Thing. Yeah.
I think this, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you look on Google, you can find.
You can find it, I'm sure.
But yeah, I mean, or if you just, you know, look at your local, like, shelter, they probably usually have a wish list on there. I know ours
sure.
does. And then
yep.
you can just say, well, these are some things you could bring. And so, yeah.
Excellent.
Do you want to listen to another voicemail?
I'm done on the voicemail side.
So
I will give out
time.
The number, though, 707-981-4602. We love hearing from you.
Yeah.
Constructive criticisms, ideas, suggestions, and questions. 707-981-4602.
Or you can email me at megan@twit.tv.
And we thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Who we're going to talk to Denise Howell. Oh, no, that was last week.
Last week.
We don't know what we're doing next week.
Next week, I have forgotten. It's going to be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise. And then maybe we'll share our Valentine's ideas, that what we did and how much of trouble I got into.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. We'll see you next time on Jumping Monkeys.